Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, good morning. How are we doing?
Good,
it's a beautiful day. Doing well, great.
It's a little better than yesterday. I mean, we've been waiting for this heat, and then it came, and then we're like, it's too hot.
Yeah, we feel it.
definitely feel it.
It was brutal, but it was nice. Spent the weekend at the pool, you know, kicked into summer, got a little color, didn't look so pasty, right?
And
start summer off with a kick. So good morning. So today we got the folks from First State Corn and More, Catherine Robinson and James
Petillon.
Petillon. And I thank you. I think I might have nailed it, but I good you chance I screw it up. I'm like, this is gonna be a simple day.
Totally.
Petillon.
Nice day outside. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Well, listen, and I appreciate you guys coming in today because it is a beautiful day, and I'm sure there's 100 things you'd rather be doing. But listen, we see you over there. You know, we go to the Chick-fil-A. I love the new Aldi. Mm-hmm. And we see you guys up there in the corner, kind of in the back sort of corner of that parking lot where the Aldi and Chick-fil-A. What's the other place?
And that.
Pet store.
PetSmart,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So back in the corner, and I think if you live in this town and you drive around, you've probably been wondering what is going on.
They all do. They all drive by and stare.
Yeah, so I thought, well, why don't we have you guys on and learn about what you're doing and hear a little bit about your journey and, you know, maybe we can shine a little sunshine on you.
We love it. Definitely. Sure. Definitely need that. Yeah.
So let's start from the beginning. Where did you get the idea? Was it this pandemic related? Is this one of those? Because I definitely see a lot of these kind of things, you know, coming out of this pandemic.
No, we're originally from Florida. So it's something that we were doing in Florida for quite some time. Mm-hmm. James has a background in culinary. He is a chef. And I'm just the one with the passion for food.
Yep.
So we really started years and years ago in Florida doing what we call Mexican street style corn. So it's very, very popular down there. And it's something that I notice is not at all a staple here in Delaware. So not even around Maryland. We just haven't seen it. So I thought it was a great idea. And pandemic driven kind of. But I just thought that this is such a touristy area that we could bring, our passion for food.
A new flavor.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely a new flavor over here. So that's how it originally started.
Well, I grew up in New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
In Albuquerque. And cool. The last time my wife and I went up to Santa Fe, I had never seen street corn being sold in New Mexico, even though you would think maybe it would be. But they were selling it. And it's this giant cob of corn with this tons of butter. And it looks like paprika, and it's got all sorts of aromatics sprinkled all over it. It looks amazing.
Yes. Yeah,
something easy to eat.
Yeah.
You know, on the go.
Yeah.
That comes in with our cup that we offer as well. So I find people find that really easy to grab it, go eat while they're driving in the car. So, because you can get it two ways, on the cob, or we shave it off, which is about 4 cobs.
That's all right. Listen, we're humans here.
Yeah, I know.
Humans being humans.
Amen to that. So we offer it both ways, but
you also get a cup of lemonade and a Cuban also.
Yeah, pull that up a little bit more. Cubans. There you go, James.
That's James's staple right there, his Cuban.
Yes. So let's talk about what goes. Well, first of all, I'm gonna jump around, I guess, a little bit. You know, we just came through one of the weirdest kind of things. At least in my life, I've experienced this pandemic and. You know, I think for us, it made me step back and take a little bit of a look at what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, right? And now we have, like, inflation coming up. It's like it's this crazy kind of video game kind of scene that we're watching right now. And what I've learned, and it seems kind of like what you guys have learned, is that there's other things that are almost more important. I know for us, it's family. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really like, do we need to work for, you know, all these people? Or what is it about, you know, shaping a company or working for ourselves and seeing if we can do it on our own, cutting back, right? Get rid of a few of the expenditures in our life, to see if we can do more with family. And that's kind of, it sounds like this kind of adventure seems that that may be motivated by that as well.
Yeah, my father actually got sick. He has cancer now. So that's what originally brought us to this area, is when that happened. So it was an abrupt change, and we just went with it. And throughout our little journey starting here, we just learned so much about Delaware and just try to figure out how we could be a staple in this area doing what we love to do. So it all happened pretty quickly.
What a gift, right, to be there for your father.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, my mom passed right at the beginning of the pandemic, and now, you know, my dad's left, and, you know, we used to say, I got to take care of my dad.
Yeah,
I have to go take care of my dad. But the reality is we get to. And that's it's a gift. And I know for my father, probably like yours, you know, for a guy that was that huge figure in our lives that always was, that led us, you know, at the end, it's a little scary, you know, and I know for my father, it brings him great relief to know that we are around.
Yeah.
You know, I would not want to be old and doing it alone.
Exactly.
So it's awesome. So congratulations that you get to be a part of that. Or not,
and that's what would have happened with him. So he was definitely alone. So it's we really just literally jumped up and came here very quickly.
Well, thank you for coming here. So. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you decide, why don't we just bring what we're doing down south up north?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, the food, it was just kind of the same food. And we just knew that it would work. And plus, well, I thought all this corn around here was like eating corn, so it's not.
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
You got to go about nine rows. That's where they hide the eating corn in the middle.
It is. It's very true. So, you know, learning that. And there's great, you know, we really try to locally source a lot of things that we do. Shout out to Callaway Farms. They have great corn.
Great corn.
Hopefully they're going to be, because once again, everybody's being affected by this in some fashion here, because with the weather, it's put them back as far as they're growing, but we still are able to give, you know, good corn. But I really do like to get things as local as possible. All of our vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, he makes a lot of the bread that we have, especially like our Cuban sandwich. Yeah, our Cuban sandwich. So we do try to definitely stay local with our
produce. I can tell you, there's a weird thing about corn, and I noticed it in the last few years, but there's this early, late springish kind of time where this corn starts showing up. It's probably not local.
No.
But it's really good. Yeah. It's like this early sweet corn that shows up, and you're like, well, it's definitely not corn season, so I don't know why I would even think about buying it.
Yeah.
And I buy it, and I'm like, this is some of the most amazing corn. So
good
corn is awesome.
Yeah, and you're stuck getting, I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. I mean, you're stuck getting it from Florida, mostly like South Bay and
Georgia. Yeah, sometimes it
Georgia.
Comes from Florida or, you know.
Georgia.
I'm all about supporting Georgia and Florida for our corn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they.
But when it's out here, you know, we get it from here.
We literally have it picked off the field and dropped off at 6 o'clock in the morning, like clockwork, every single day. So
do you guys? Would you also? Do you ever see yourselves selling corn? Just corn?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
You're only cooking what you get.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll leave it to what's his name, the guy up here.
Yeah,
the corn guy.
I'm planting. Yeah, we'll let him. But the funny part about it is they all come to our truck too.
Do they
get our corn? Yes, they do. It's different, obviously cooked or flavored, you know, corn. But and we do. We've bought corn from him as well. So.
So you're obviously doing the Mexican street corn. So tell us what else you're doing, Chef. I mean, is it Catherine mentioned Cubans? Did she say Rubens or Cubans?
It's funny because a lot of customers say that too. Ruben is it
Cubans?
Cubans are the press, right?
Yes, yes. A lot of people come through for our Cubans.
Rubens are just a sandwich.
That's a sauerkraut-y.
Yeah, right? With corned beef.
Yes.
Yes.
Not pressed.
No.
Yes, it could be pressed. You could press.
So
that
you
also.
Like you? One of your specialties is a Cuban.
Yes.
I love a Cuban.
Yes.
Nice crunch, snap. It's still.
Yes.
Oh, it's delicious.
We press it with some fresh bread.
Okay.
Yes, every morning we get some fresh bread, and it's
very
great.
Do you guys use somebody local for the bread?
We make our Cuban bread. I mean, it depends. Sometimes it's like, that's why I was, I guess, going back to what I said about it, getting hurt by cost. So we have to do what we have to do sometimes, but I want to say 90% of the time, he makes the Cuban bread, but sometimes we have to outsource like some brioche rolls and stuff like that. But we try to make as much as we can.
Do you try
ourselves.
To, have you like... talked to the people over at New World Bread or seen...
Oh, yeah. By the way, they're very nice people. He talked to them.
Yeah.
They don't have... he said they just don't make...
Certain roles.
They don't make them.
Yeah.
Well, they should. No.
I know. They don't.
Yeah, they do a lot of roles, though. They do have a lot. You know, it's just what we're looking for specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not...
So were you working in a restaurant? Were you guys doing different jobs prior to this? And then we're like, you know, let's find something we're passionate about and do it together.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm a mental health therapist, and I've been doing that for quite some time. And he's currently working here. You can speak on that. He's here as a chef.
Where are you working? With.
Yes, I work at AF DuPont Memorial House in Wilhelmina Beach.
AF DuPont Memorial House. What is it? Is that that big house?
Yes, right there on the corner.
Okay.
Yes.
How cool.
Yeah.
Do you work there every day?
Yes, like during the weekends mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a nice place. It's a nice resort. 2-minute walk from the beach. We have this nice pond in the back. You know, people come out and enjoy the view.
Is that the house that has the fence all around it?
Yes, it's a yellow mansion.
Yeah.
Like house, yeah.
Interesting. So you're doing the food.
Yeah, me and this other chef, we both.
Very cool.
Yes.
So how did you guys get to you find the spot that you're at? And did you have to ask or did you just start...
Let me tell you, it's definitely, we get people that pull up at least, I want to say, 10 times a week that have the same love or passion for food that want to do this, and they want to know how. Uh-huh. Like, how do I do this, right? So the problem is that I feel like they don't want food trucks down there. It was very difficult. It took me, I want to say, probably like six, seven months to even be able to find a spot to go to. And that's speaking of like even like the Hudson Field, all these events, you can literally go to a lot of these events, but you still have to have permission. Like you have to talk to the people, which I believe now, even like Tanger Outlets, you can't get in anymore. Like it's sealed. Reserved Taco Rio has it all. The cheesesteak guy, like the same, you know, the people,
right.
The staples of Delaware, which I totally understandable. They have, you know, is cool because
never
it's not something never. That we, in hindsight, I probably would have done some things differently when it comes to our setup.
Sure.
But it really took me a long time from my own, because nobody wants to like give you information. So,
yeah, we learn as we go.
Oh, we learned. Right. All right. And so I had to reach out to actually people that own the parking lot that I'm in, which that was not easy to find them or even to get a response. So we leased that through them. That spot, and that was the only spot that we could find down here. Nowhere, not Walmart parking. There's no other places that you can go to.
Well, don't you think that almost? I mean, sometimes that path is a little inconvenient, but in the end, I think you learn more.
Mm-hmm.
You have a better foundation.
Yeah.
Or maybe this isn't your final food truck, right? But at least you kind of have an idea, and what you know, maybe somebody that you know is starting a food truck, and maybe you can pass some of that.
We do
ideas on or
we
be
do.
Helpful to other people. So you know,
yeah,
isn't it as much of a pain as it is? I mean, I think in the end, we're better for it.
We are, you know, just I feel like we're just in a smaller area compared to where we came from.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more. I just use the word lightly. Opportunity in Florida as far as places you can go, and a big part of starting this is a commissary, which is almost impossible to find down here.
Right.
So unless somebody says they want to throw some money in and open one. It's surely needed down here. It really is, because there's nothing.
A commissary?
A commissary. You have to have it for the health department.
What is a commissary?
Where you prepare, store, prep food besides your actual food truck. So you need to have it. They have to actually sign off on the health department sheet. And if you don't have one, then you're not allowed to operate down here for food at all. So,
okay. So basically, the food truck can't be the place where you store and keep the food as well.
I mean, no, to a certain extent.
Okay.
But no, because we can't store everything in there anyway.
Sure.
So, but no, you can't do that. You have to have that. And there's another little stipulation is that, like, I couldn't say, oh, my commissary is in Maryland, because they're going to be like, okay, so you're commuting 2 hours every day to store your, like, no. So it has to be a realistic distance.
Sure.
And so that was a big issue. And that part right there almost completely shut this whole thing down.
Were you not aware of that at the time?
Well, yes, kind of. It's very different because each state is different as far as requirements to open up a food establishment. So in the beginning, we really, I love doing shaved ice. We've done that in Florida, so we had a really nice machine, which turned out to be a nightmare because you can't get, you can't find the ice, and it was just, that was a whole other thing.
Yeah.
That, so we stopped doing it. But that part of it, when we open, is a completely different health department than the one that you deal with for the truck, and like, it's just completely separate entities down here. It's not like that back in Florida. So the fees are different. There's just so many things, fire suppressant systems that could cost, you know, up to 10 grand that you need in Maryland, but you don't need it in Delaware. Yeah.
Regulations in different states.
Maryland's a lot more tough, a lot stricter on that kind of stuff. I had I worked in Maryland and I was going to start a landscaping business, and I had to take this huge test, home improvement. I forget what it was even called. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to, you know, dig holes and plant trees. And this book was like this thick.
Wow.
I'm like, we'll just go back to Delaware.
No, right?
Well, and I think part of that is that, or for at least from what I understood, was that in Maryland, they appreciate you trying to start a business, but they also want you to make sure you've thought of everything.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people will just throw up a business and be like, hey. And then they're like, well, this isn't even going to work. Yeah. So they make it a little more challenging. So hopefully that more thought goes into it. But
even with restaurants, I mean, you know, it's just a proven fact that, you know, if you can get through a year, there's just statistics based upon time frames, you know, a year, you're at this point of being successful versus, you know, 2 years, because it's hard. It's a very, I want to say 25% success rate.
Well, and I think the other thing is that, the thrill of the idea of wears off in a year, right? You know, my wife and I have talked about it. I'm like, God, I'd love to own a restaurant.
Yeah.
I want to cook. And she's like, you see what we're doing right now? I'm like, yeah, sitting and watching TV. And she goes, you can kiss that goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm a guy that likes to come up with an idea and start it, but I really don't want to work at it, for the rest of my life. So it's, you have to, like, even this podcast, it was a fun idea. We sat down, we started doing it, and then, the
get
initial,
a feel for it.
You better love what you're doing, because luckily we love doing the podcast. But the thrill wears off, and then it just is working.
It's hard. It's the people don't that's that back part. It sounds great. You're like, oh, we're gonna go make all this money, and it's just not. That's just unrealistic. It really, honestly, is. Yeah. It's not for the faint of heart. It's a very time consuming. Takes you away from just I can't tell you the last time we've done anything, to be quite honest with you. We just don't have the time for it.
Right.
You know, once we leave here, it's like off to Wilmington. It's just, you have 2 days constant. To like get yourself back up and prepared again.
Get yourself ready.
Yeah. And and even another part of it is like, there's no way to cool a food truck, because you have to have a hood, and the hood sucks every piece of air out. So if it is 80, it's 100 in there. So, it's just.
Got to be dedicated.
You do.
You definitely have to be dedicated.
Yeah. You definitely have
passion for it.
Well, you know what? That's the grind. I mean, to me, that's the struggle. That's the suffering that really, to me, brings the gratitude. You know, when I opened this hair salon down, two doors down, I remember my first week, and a buddy of mine who was like, because I was like, I want to open my own salon. He's like, either open your own salon or shut the hell up, because I'm tired of listening to it. And I go, all right. And when I said that I wanted to, he put me in touch with some people, and I'm living like on a pink cloud, right? It's just, whoa, this is awesome. And I remember calling him. I go, there's $3,000 in the bank. I'm rich. And he's like, have you paid the rent? I was like, no.
Let's keep going.
Have you paid supplies? Yeah. I mean, I think I ended up having a dollar or something like that. But but that was cool.
Yeah.
And people ask me, well, how do you stay in business? And I say, number one rule, don't steal from yourself.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I think, do that. You get a little money in the bank, and the next thing you know, you're sort of big time.
Yep.
And believe me, I know it happens around this area a lot. And, that was my first rule. Don't steal from the company, which is
true.
Stop taking the money out of the damn bank.
I know, right? Not only that, it's just being conscientious of anything you do now. It's what, people will come up and they'll be like, God, it's expensive. Everything is, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it was... We really, honestly, I think we're very fair. Everything I'm sure people know is up 80%, 90% in cost. So something that cost me $35 cost us $85 now. So, everybody's going to feel it. But, you really just have to be conscious of that. I feel like we our prices are just going to be fluctuating based upon, like, corn prices are all over the place. I've never, ever, ever paid as much as we pay for corn right now. It's completely crazy. It's like highway robbery for corn.
Well, and, you know, the hard part about the business that we're in is, like, we're, like, if I go to Giant or Aldi and the prices have gone up, there's nobody I can go, you know, hey, why has the price gone up? But when you own a small business and your price goes up, you're basically, you know, you're the one that's deciding that. So you're this conversation that happens between people and the owners of small businesses doesn't happen to, like, Giant or an Aldi. People are like, why your price has gone up? And you have to kind of explain it. And it gets, you know.
Well, it's like you go, even at Giant right now, I think you go to get corn, it's four pieces for $2. So you got to look at it. You know, when it comes to us, we have a fork and a cup and labels and butter and cheese. I mean, all these things, you know, I mean, it all goes into it. But I think, you know, our portions are fair. We try to be as fair as possible with prices, but...
Well, this is also the time we really have to check ourselves and make sure that we have, or I have, I should say, a good attitude, you know, gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, because, you know, there's a couple places that I'm right on the verge of not going to anyway because of the price. And if someone's going to have I won't say the name, there was a great little gas station that had, you know, they redid their whole inside, and I loved it, and they had the best freaking coffee, and we love the food they put out. But the prices keep going up, which is fine. But the guy behind the counter is, like, kind of an asshole about it. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, I already think this is expensive. I'm already feeling like I shouldn't be spending my money on this. And to have you treat me like that, and I'm not, you know, I'm 50-50. I'm sometimes nice, sometimes not. Decent. but, you know, I want to be treated all right. And so we haven't been back. And, you know, it's not like you want to, you know, be passive aggressive with people. But sometimes all it is that negativity. And I'm reminded, that's right, I really need to budget our money anyway. So we have to be extra nice, I guess, is my point. You know, even in my business, in the hair business, you know, our prices have gone up. I mean,
you have to. It's no, I don't know when people complain what world they're living in, because everything is so expensive right now.
Money's changing.
Yeah, it is. And people are you know, a little on the edge.
Well, I think if you had a fixed income, you're probably, because I don't think your fixed income went up due to inflation, right? You have what you have. But if you're a worker, I mean, my son, he would have been making $7 an hour 3 years ago where he works. Now he makes $15 an hour.
Yeah.
They went up 100%. He got a raise, we all got a raise, and then everything went up, and now we're all still broke.
I know, right? Is that the truth?
So what is your, what's your favorite? What's your specialty? Obviously, we got the corn. How do you even make that? Do you boil the corn?
No, we actually have a special roaster that you can see when you pass by that was built for us in Texas. Yeah, it's a really nice machine. So it holds, I want to say, about 120 pieces of corn. And we also have really large potatoes that we cook, and we stuff them with all kinds of things.
You guys do stuffed baked potatoes?
Yeah, like they're really good. Yeah, our pulled pork potato, I have to say, is probably one of the top selling potato. Our pork is very good.
And very good.
We have all of our reviews are really good about the about everything. We have 5 stars across the board, but our pork is very, very good.
Yes.
It's made fresh. Every single day,
we sell it. People tell me, make it without the sauce.
Make
it without the sauce.
It's that good.
It doesn't have sauce on it. You can just come get it plain with no sauce on it at all.
Yes.
It's cooked, it's roasted.
That's how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually so glad that I had you guys on, because I didn't have any idea that pork was being cooked down there.
Yeah.
Or potatoes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes.
The corn I get, but these other things, I think that's why I thought it would be fun to have you on and find it. So we're doing some potatoes and pork. What else are we doing?
We have homemade tots, like tater
Cuban
tots.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
The tater tots.
Freshly squeezed lemonade.
How do you do homemade tots? Do you have a
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's got a
press.
Machine that presses it down, and then they're they're frozen and put
Yes,
into.
I had to put in my culinary skills
to bring it.
So, because there'd be times where we would need certain things when we go to the restaurant, when we go to the restaurant store, and they would be out of certain products and things we cannot find. So we would have to put our skills into work and make our food from scratch.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Listen, I've never had a homemade tater tot. That sounds awesome.
They're good. Our fries are not. They're frozen, but we wanted to do it. It's too much for that. But that he did bring up a good point, because that's a whole other thing. We talked about the money side of it, but the shelves, they're empty.
Yes.
Well, that's
they're
true.
Still empty. And there's and we have to commute far to get restaurant supplies. So, but they still are lacking, to say the least. It hasn't gone back normal yet, so...
Yeah. Well, that's very true. I mean, you know, we have cats. I mean, all of a sudden there was no cat food.
Yeah, like, right.
What about the cats?
Yeah.
I know, right?
It was crazy, but I think it started. Actually, what I'm learning is a lot of these things that we're short on, there's a lot of struggle with packaging.
Yeah.
And if you can't package it, and you'll see this in cat food, or you'll see this in dog food, or, you know, some of this wet food that they sell. They're putting it in these, like, pouches now, like these containers that they used to put it all in. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they're having trouble, so now they put in these like Capri Sun packages of cat food. You're like, what is going on with this stuff?
Oh my god!
Yeah, so
yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, we also on the food subject, we get, because this goes, you know, gluten free. It's people are all about it now. It's a necessity to have that in anyone's restaurant, I feel. But so we make our own batter. We get fresh shrimp every single day.
Gluten free batter.
Yep.
So do you only do gluten-free?
Yes.
That's good, because I was going to say, I mean, that's a great topic, gluten-free. I've had several chefs on lately, and we've all gotten into this. You know, celiac is a serious condition, mm-hmm. and I don't know if people realize, you know, so there's gluten-free. Like, if I've had a bad week of eating, I'll go gluten-free.
Yeah.
Because it just... makes me feel better inside. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not celiac. I'm, you know, I'm just doing it because I don't want to feel the bloat of eating a lot of bread.
Yeah, flour.
Now, if you're gluten-free and celiac, you have to really make sure that there's no other contaminants, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So do you guys have to cook on special grills, or do you have to, or are you just like, hey, this is gluten-free if you wanted to go gluten-free for the day? Because it's tough.
Well, as far as the fryer is concerned, there's really not, other than that, I think the only thing that would be a concern to somebody coming to us is having a seafood allergy, because there would be a cross-contamination. I wouldn't feel comfortable as far as that's concerned. But our fryer we can keep separate. The only type of seafood that we offer right now is the shrimp, but the shrimp would be fried with
separately.
The fries, or, you know, so there's that part of it. But we make the batter is gluten-free, so, and they're amazing, and anyone that has, they always come back for more of them. They're really good shrimp. They're large. They're not small shrimp. Another gluten-free offer, the item that we offer, is you make our own chips.
Okay.
So you can have, like, our nachos and put any kind of meat on
homemade
them.
Homemade nachos.
Our cheese sauce is gluten-free, so you can load it up and have a massive pile of nachos that are gluten-free as well. So
I love nachos.
Yes.
Those are nachos are awesome.
Yes.
Big fan of nachos.
You will never leave our truck with something that is cold. It's hot. It is cooked to order. Patience, people. Patience.
Well, I love the... I like to eat... My ex-father-in-law had celiac, and I got educated. You know, like, basically, why are you eating gluten? You're an idiot. And I'm like, well, I don't have celiac. And he's like, everybody... Gluten's bad for everybody. You know how when someone gets a little bit high on their high horse there... And so we went gluten-free, and I actually enjoy being gluten-free.
Yeah.
But this was in 2000, and the gluten-free game has moved quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, real big.
They're doing a lot of great stuff with different types of flours and different types of things. And, you know, it's not as miserable as it used to be, but it's also very serious when it comes to being gluten-free, because any contamination, like... Back in those days, he couldn't get anything unless it was from Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And Cracker Barrel would cook all of his food separately on, like, tinfoil, because he had, like, this celiac card, and he's like, I really have a gluten intolerance. Okay. So it's, you know, I mean, you got a guy like me, you know, Titanic next door, they do a gluten-free pizza. And when I get it, I get the gluten-free because it's just, but I don't have celiac, so. Yeah.
It's just a better option.
Yeah, it's a better option.
It is.
Yeah.
People just have digestive issues just in general. It's just, it helps. You know, you have all. You always hear the ones that are like, "Oh, that's, you know, BS."
Yeah.
There's no such thing. Yeah, there is. I mean, I know somebody personally. My father's friend. He's very much cannot eat. He has celiacs.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, he has one thing bad. It throws. I mean, he's sick. Yeah. He's sick for like 2 weeks. Well, so it's very serious.
My ex-father-in-law, Bill, he thought he was dying. They said, you must have cancer. You must have something. And this was like right when the internet was kind of starting to be searchable a little bit more. And he did some research and he figured out he's got celiac. And
oh, wow.
Ever since he's made that change, his life has improved 1,000 times. So, you know, but listen, I love the option. You know, I think it's great. And, yes. You know, corn chips, all that corn stuff is all gluten-free because there's no flour in it.
Exactly, you know, exactly.
It's all made with corn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We even do a Greek cup, so you can omit, there's no pasta in it. It's just our corn with our homemade Greek dressing and feta cheese and
cucumbers. Yep. Onions and tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And once again, it's everything's made to order, so you can not have something in it if you don't want it. But that's one of our really popular ones as well. Our shrimp tacos, those are really popular now as well. On our flour tortillas.
You don't do any fish?
We want to. That's coming up. He's working
fish
on that.
Fish tacos are the bomb.
Yes, I love fish tacos. Yes,
I guess we're trying to like find our niche in here. I don't want to be Taco Rio. I don't want to be Smashburger. You know, like we just stay
in our own lane.
You know, much respect to all of them out there.
Respect everybody.
We love their food, and I'm not trying to come up with something different.
Yeah.
I don't want to pull up next to Smash Mouth and just sell like, because we have a burger. Which, by the way, our burger is amazing. We have grade A meat. It's expensive. I don't cut corners. I don't think there's anything in the truck that's like not name brand. I use Hellman's. Like it's just my own personal thing.
Well, you got to remember, we live in an area. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you, James. We live in an area there where it's almost not really about what you got. It's where you're at.
Yeah.
And you know, come summertime, like you would be. I would go to you before I'd go to Taco Rio because first of all, I'm not crossing the highway.
Yeah.
I can't make that U-turn. It's just. That's not available to me in the summer. But if you guys are doing some killer fish tacos, that's no disrespect to anybody. That means that you guys are available to me. Yeah. I can get to where you're at, and I can get some awesome fish tacos. So,
yeah,
I mean, you got to listen, cooperation over competition. And, you know, the more we cooperate, the better we do.
But I'm just waiting for us to put out, which our next big thing that we want to do is called Griot. And I know people are like, what is she talking about? What is that? But, It's a Caribbean food. It's a really ethnic food. It's more of like Haitian based, but it's the most amazing. If I had that one, like they say, what's that last dish before you die? It would be Griot. Good. And just wait until we introduce Griot, because we're already talking of brick and mortar here. Because there's just so much. He's very talented, and there's so much that we want to do.
Yeah, bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you can kill it doing what you're doing for a while, do that.
Oh, we are.
Put some money away.
Yeah.
Just work it out. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, because I'm not in the restaurant business, so really what I say is, who knows? But the fact is, it looks like that I've seen this process, and once you get in that building and then that grind starts, it's like, oh.
But I guess there's a catch-20, so to say. If it's raining outside, that's another thing for everybody to know. If it's pouring down raining, we're not able to open.
Right.
If it's just like in a drizzle from 12 to 2, then we do it. But the roaster doesn't handle like that kind of wet temperature.
Bad weather.
Yeah, the temperature doesn't hold well in it, which there goes the corn and the potatoes and the generator. You have these, you know, where we lease, they won't let us have electricity. So you have all these factors that come into play. If it's, you know, if the heat index here one day says, oh, it's going to be 104. Just know it's going to be like way more in the truck.
200.
We can't breathe. I mean, so I'm not going to open, you know? Right. So it's no, you know, like, because I know how some people will not go back if a place is like sporadic with hours. Like, okay, you open or you close.
So this kind of can work in the day that we kind of live in now because we do have social media. Like, if I'm sure you guys are on Instagram.
We are, but so lacking. We need to really.
I think it's going to be kind of like that. You know, if like it gets too hot, you need people follow you on these things. You say, hey, it's too hot.
Yeah.
We went to the beach today. Get your corn tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and the communication and the understanding of, you know, hey, today we're doing the Cubans or today we're doing got some great baked potatoes or something. You know, I thought, you know, and listen, I didn't really know what was going on. That's why I was like, I want to get these folks on because I'd like to learn. And I think there's probably a lot of people that aren't exactly sure, but
they're
maybe
not sure.
The Instagram might be an idea.
Yeah.
Do you have an Instagram?
Yeah, we're up on social media. It's okay. Just being more present is what it is. Like, it's just sporadic right now because life, you know? Mm-hmm. And we really weren't devoting 100% of ourselves to this. Mm-hmm. And now we're leaning more into that direction because we are busy. He's still very much working in Rehoboth, yeah. And I'm still working as a therapist. So, and then, you know, just all those factors. I have teenagers and going to college, and I have, you know, so we have a bunch of stuff going on. But we really do want to devote more time into this.
Definitely.
So that's why we're going to, like I said, we never even did, like, any advertisement. But it's funny because you'll see people, they drive by, they look, and then they turn around, and they drive by the other side, and they look, and then they pull off. You know, so they really, it is very questionable. Even with everything there, they just don't get it.
Well, for a long time, I'm like, looks like someone broke down and left a trailer here.
Yeah, yeah. Before we wrapped it, too. That was fun. Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
We get do you have kettle corn? So people just like, you know.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, hot
kettle
dogs.
Corn,
that's
pizza,
the number one
hot
thing. Hot dogs. Everyone, and I'm like, you know, when we first opened, I said, okay, let's just throw a hot dog in because there was an older gentleman that really wanted, you know, so I was like, whatever. We'll just throw some hot dogs. But it's just not us. Yeah, it's just not what we're about. So
you're not doing it.
No. And our lemonades are like amazing too. That's something that we did even back in Florida. So we have, I want to say like 10. Oh, and they're all fresh. It's all fresh squeezed, fresh fruit. Like we have watermelon, we have peach, mango, we have all different flavor. Coconut lemonades, they're really good.
That sounds excellent.
They're very good. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know my wife and I, my wife is working at a business here, and she's leaving her job. She's going to quit, and we are going to work on podcasting together and try to build this business and, you know, just putting a lot of value into time together and availability for our children. And
yeah.
You know, it's a shame, but, you know, we basically work for insurance and mortgage. Mm-hmm. And
I know, right?
The insurance, I mean, I'm like, forget it. Let's just figure it out. I mean, listen, we take on the day, right? We're spirited. I mean,
yeah.
What you know, it's not what I can't do. It's what I can do. And so we're reevaluating ourselves as well. And it's like, it feels good. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah,
but
definitely.
That's scary. That's good scary, right?
Yeah.
I've had bad scary.
Yeah, well, we like, all.
What am I going to do with my life?
Yeah, right. Well, you look at, just the way, just with the world, the direction we're heading, to my opinion. But, and it's just, I just want to do what makes us happy, you know?
Yeah.
I want to, you know, everybody wants that. Doesn't everybody want that at the end of the day? They want to go to work and be happy and love what they do. So at some point in our life, we just say we're going to just jump.
Yeah, you got to have
Let's
that.
Jump. Because I feel like there's something that's going to catch us down there. I don't, you know, I just.
Got to have faith.
We
gotta have faith,
yeah.
And you know, this pandemic that we went through. I think it all just kind of peaked. That you know, what are we doing with ourselves here? I mean, you know, you took a lot of stuff away, and we're like, wow, that was. I didn't realize that ruled my life as much as it did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's you know, I love what you guys are doing. I call them Instagram hustlers. You know, these folks that are like, you know what, forget this job. I'm just going to sell dog treats and I'm going to kick ass at it. And I'm like, come on the podcast. I'm going to help you promote these awesome dog treats. But I just think, you know, I think anybody can do it if we, you know, I guess it's just how much stuff do you want, right?
You do. And once again, you have that passion for it because you have to have the passion. If you don't have that, then it's not going to. It's going to fizzle out in the end of it all, so.
Well, let's get a great picture of what this menu looks like. If I'm coming down, so we know now we're obviously dealing with some Mexican street corn.
Yeah, we have
lathered
the corn.
And butter.
Yep.
Hit with some paprika. Anything else on that?
So we make our own. I have to kill you.
don't kill me.
We have
a cheese
mixture.
I'm ready
to take
on a new world here. Don't kill me.
Yeah, we've taken on like a cheese mixture that's on there as well as like a crema and some. A little bit of sour cream, a little bit of butter.
Because it's got a grip. Because if anybody knows, you put the butter on it, what's it do? It drips off.
It does.
And
yeah.
I've seen the picture. That looks like it is.
It gets solid.
Hearty.
It definitely is. It really, honestly, is. You have that sweet kick behind the corn. We really try to get as sweet as corn as we can. But you know, it's the cheese, and then we have a sauce that we can't tell you what's in the sauce, but. And then you put the cheese, and it just makes all of it stick together. It's savory. People are like, "What is it? It's spicy." Well, I mean, honestly, back in Florida, yes, it is spicy. But here, it's not wanted. The spicy factor of things is not something that people really enjoy.
Yeah.
So he's taking it back, and we just don't. We can make it spicy if you want it, but you're not. Even like our buffalo blue cheese cup. If you like blue cheese, I promise you, it'll be the best thing you ever had. It's the most amazing corn. It's so good.
Wow.
And just because you see buffalo, it's not spicy. It's just our seasoning that's made. But once again, anything that you want spicy, you can, you know, have to order. But nothing on our menu is. But that's another good choice. We were talking about the Greek cup, which is essentially a pasta salad without pasta. And then you just go back, you know, just take it back to your regular Old Bay, which, you know, Delaware, Old Bay, everybody loves it.
Oh, yeah, hon.
Yes.
Right?
And we also have our crab cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we were putting real crab, but crab is not possible right now. Unless somebody wants to come pay like $30 for a cup of corn, I'd be more than happy to throw it in there. But
So there's crab on the corn.
There, yeah, so you can. That one pretty much works better
in
a cup.
Inside a cup, yes.
Yeah, and then you throw the real crab meat in it. And
put our seasoning in there.
Yeah, so we have a garlic crab seasoning.
So this is almost like these are almost like accessories to go with the corn.
Yeah.
Because when you said a pasta salad without the pasta, I was like, what is that?
It's so good.
But that goes on corn.
Yeah, people drive an hour just to get it. It's that good. It's really that good.
Well, I'm going to
Yes, you just get a lot of vegetables in there mostly, you know, tomatoes, cucumbers, you know.
Our dressing, that feta cheese really throws it over the top.
Yeah, it's really good.
What else do we the corny chip cups. That's another Florida staple that people don't know. So that's essentially something that got brought on by our teenage children that so we grind up different chips. So you can do like it's essentially our street style corn,
Takis, Cheetos,
hot Cheetos. Yeah,
you pick a flavor and we dress it up on the corn for you.
Okay,
you can have it in a cup or a cob.
Mm-hmm. That's another one.
Also,
yeah.
So really, you guys are mainly corn.
We are, but we're so much more than corn as well. So that
yes,
being our staple.
Corn.
But
yes.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
You start off with the corn and then tons of different kinds of accessories
have,
that you can add to the corn.
Yeah, definitely.
But then you're also doing pork. So I guess pork can also go with the corn.
We use that for
our baked potatoes.
Oh, that's right, the baked potatoes.
Or the sandwich, a pulled pork sandwich.
Okay, so we got corn, then we got pork, sandwiches, and different sorts of things.
Loaded baked potatoes.
That baked potato, man, that sounds awesome.
It really is, but they are large. And you can also, like, if you're looking at the menu, you have the option of doing baked potato, french fries, or tots. So you can load those choices, the pulled pork loaded fries or potato or tots. So you can load that whatever option onto one of those three.
Okay.
Potato, tots, or fries. Another really popular item that people come for every day is our buffalo shrimp loaded fries. They are amazing. They're
Holy
so
God.
Good.
Yes.
I think I put on a good 4 pounds eating those. They're so good. And that's our dress. We make our dressings. And then we have a salad option. It's, you know, we do try to run specials. Our first date salad. Oh, yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, I can.
You're
hello.
Drifting.
Hello, Catherine.
You're sliding back.
I'm sliding back. I'm getting comfortable. It's our first date salad. So you're going to have our roasted hot corn and it's chopped and tossed with, you know, our cheese blend and
homemade dressing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, so you guys do fresh salads too?
Yes,
we do.
Fresh salad.
And fresh plantains. You're going to get nice, hot, crispy, salty,
hot plantains
that are cooked to order. Those are super popular. Our first state bowl. So essentially, I guess you could say like our taco bowl. And that's really good. So you get to try our Mexican corn, which is the starting of this amazing bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's topped with our ground beef. It's so savory. And then lettuce, tomato, cheese, sour cream. Okay. And you can throw a plantain in there, which people are like, no, I don't want a plantain. But the funny thing is, as soon as they get the plantain,
they love it.
So people don't realize, like, try a plantain.
Yeah,
it's not what you think.
Them to it.
Yes, they're
plantains
so good.
Plantains are a little more potato-y than they are banana-y.
It depends the color.
Yeah, you can have it sweet or you can have it just, you know, plantain, you know, just
crispy.
Well, I think some people think it's a big banana, and it's really
it's the way you cook it.
Yeah, it's the way you cook it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Natural, you know, we stick to natural food, nothing processed.
Okay.
You know, we stick to organic.
Sounds delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fresh food, always fresh.
It is always fresh.
I remember when, I don't know if you remember back in the day, Wendy's. Remember the store Wendy's? I mean, they're still around, I guess.
With the potatoes?
They used to do the best freaking potatoes.
I know.
And
what happened?
Well, you happened. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That baked potato.
I'm telling you. Remember late night pulling up to Wendy's to get a broccoli and cheese baked potato.
In that cool container they used to have.
Pull the lid off. What happened to them? I don't know.
How come there's So what are you guys... You know, when I came out to this area out here back in 2011, I called this the Island of Unwanted Toys. You know, because not much was going on out here. It was very quiet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like you're being punished. Can you put up a sign? I mean, how do these people know that you're in there if you can't have electricity?
No.
You don't get a sign.
No, we did have another issue I'm sure everybody can get is the wind. And so all the signage, when I say all of it, has been destroyed. We've spent thousands of dollars on getting signage.
Yes.
Daughter.
Oh, is it?
That's my daughter, yes.
Does she want to come in? She can come in.
Come on in. Yes. That's daughter. Miss graduating in
the
40s.
Sit down, daughter. Yeah. I was like, who's this lady? Is she going to come in the studio?
That's so funny. Okay. So it just blows away. So we used to have like the more of the flags or whatever you want to call the...
Right, the open signs. Yeah.
But they break. They just break and have the wind crushes everything. Like we really had this, and I still do. I have this vision of like staying open later and having some lights and, you know, chairs and cornhole and all these things, you know, and music. So people can just come chill at night and have some corn and have some good stuff like that. But every time we go to put things up, it's just broken. We have, if people pass by, they'll see this canopy that we have now that we spent some money on. And when I tell you that the wind broke a metal pole in half.
Oh, geez.
So that's a big challenge for us to be able to, you know, really bring it to light back there, so to say. So we have to put more signage up there. I do want to talk to them because there's that large sign that says the names of the stores and you see one blank space right there. So I'm like, but people don't get it. And they'll come up and be like, why are you all back here? Like, go to the front. But they don't, it's just what it is. Like, there's no options for us. Another big thing is I have hundreds of messages on Facebook for people asking us to do events. And we've done a lot of catering. But the problem is, and when I was saying before, like in hindsight, what things I would have changed, we would have got a food truck. I didn't know what to expect, you know, it was one of those things, but we cannot move, thanks to our gas company, we cannot move this truck. I moved it to Seawitch, and it was a nightmare. It was a complete nightmare. It cost me like $800 for the gas company. So, I mean, like realistically, if someone's like, come to my development, okay, well, give me, $600 for the gas to get taken off and put back and all these things. So there's a lot of, propane. You know, they really want us to move. Like Rehoboth Country Club has asked us to do, you know, cater things down on Dewey Beach, and great, yes, we'd love to, you know, but we can't move the truck. So it's just, that's something on our list.
So you need a truck.
We need to do, we need
so
a
if
truck.
Anybody out there has a food truck that they want to sell,
let us
know.
Yeah, we definitely, that's our next thing, so we can have two different things. We can do events. Hudson Fields asked us even in the past, so we want to join. We want to join everybody, you know, because it's a small group over here of the same people that we know, pretty much 80% of them. So we'd love to be there.
So what you guys have now is basically like a long landscaping trailer, right?
It is, and not, God, I feel like it could be so much longer.
Right, but I mean, it's like, yes. It's a, you know, when I owned a landscaping business, I'm like, this is the kind of trailer I'd like to have. I can put the lawnmowers inside. It's all enclosed, but it is that. It's a trailer. So what, you can't have a gas tank?
So when I mean, it's like there's this huge, I'm fading away again.
Sliding away.
Is the huge white,
Propane tank.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like connected. Since we have two machines, we have like this division of gas or propane, whatever it's called.
It just wouldn't be easy for us to
not
move around with it. We have to disconnect all the lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's such a pain. Yeah. I learned my lesson at Seawitch Festival. It was horrible. It was really bad.
Yeah. But we did have fun there. You know, we met a lot of good people.
Yeah.
We got to promote our business, and that was great. Yeah, it was good. We get to participate in the event. Yeah, so it was great.
That's nice. The extent of us, of our movement of that
Well, trip. I love it. I think the struggle will only make you stronger, and I think it'll make you better in the end. Yeah. And I think that You know, because that's a lot. It sounds like you're given a lot of opportunities to quit, and you don't take them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you definitely are. But
that's, I mean, that's a big deal. I think that's, you know, that's what creates, you know, a great character.
Yeah.
For the restaurant.
And, definitely.
Unfortunately, you don't want to end up being a character, you know, and running a crazy restaurant.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No, you don't.
No.
So, is this your first full summer, or was last year your first full summer?
I mean, we were like, I think we started so much later because going back to the lovely pandemic, nobody wants to do work, or we had a really hard time getting that truck together, yeah. Getting the hood put up. You know, I made numerous appointments with people that never showed up to do it.
Yeah, we called numerous companies.
I'm telling you, we had this huge... How many feet is that?
6 feet.
6 feet hood. I mean, it's still huge for it. But sitting there, and we couldn't cook without it. So, I mean, it just put us behind. So we essentially opened... I want to say we could have been open right when season started, but it didn't happen. So I feel like we opened later in the season. And we also got paired up with DoorDash, which is that's a catch 20 right there, because it's like you get a lot of business and it's like, okay, here's all the business, but I'm taking 25% of every order. It's like crazy what they take from you.
Well, I was going to ask if you guys are doing some sort of Grubhub or DoorDash or Uber Eats.
Uber Eats is even worse. I just think it's so wrong on every level how much money they take from you. Like, how do you have a $200 order and I'm taking like $55 of it?
Yeah.
Like, how? For what? Like, it doesn't make sense. So, but I don't think we're as established yet to, like, offer our own, to hire somebody to be like, hey, just sit out here, chill, have a good day, and just deliver for us, you know? I don't feel like we're there yet for that.
You'd need scooters.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
the scooters,
up and
down.
Just takes off and it spreads out and starts delivering stuff.
I'm telling you.
Because, you know, that... You know, it is a great service. It was definitely great during the pandemic. I think you really double think about it twice now before you order something through one of those services. We don't use them because of that. And I think it hurts restaurants. I don't think people realize it.
And it's kind of like, I just know, you know, one thing I want to just throw out there, if you do order from us at least, your food is very, like, stickered. And, like, if someone even opens it, you're going to know, because that's just how we send it out. Because
sure
people do... mess with your food.
You know what that Grubhub guy eating your nachos on the way to deliver?
They do.
One for me, two for you.
I know. Yeah. So I'm like, even our corn that comes in a cup, you know, like we seal all the holes and we just like...
Make sure.
So, because I've seen some things. So I... Yeah. Just FYI, if somebody ever does order from us, we're...
Yeah, we make sure we
make sure the seal the seal of approval has not been cracked.
You have to break the seal to get to it.
Okay.
You definitely do. You'll know if it's broken.
So this will be your full... You know, I almost feel... It almost feels like almost evenings would be the key, like 4 to 10 or something.
It
like
is,
this.
But,
if the wind has died down, the heat's died down...
That's my thing, you know.
You need those festive lights, you know, the lights going across.
That's
the
what
mood
I
lighting.
Want. We're on the same page here. This is exactly what I want. But every time we try to put something up, it's just like blown away. I just don't know how we can make it happen. We're still in the works, you know. I have some people that are coming out that, you know, that's even how our canopy got put down by someone who's really good with structural type stuff. So I think it's a lot more sturdy now. So it's not going anywhere. That last storm that I guess blew Dewey Beach away.
Yeah.
Our canopy is still standing.
It stood.
Yes.
The test of time.
It's there. It's not going anywhere. So I'm like, yes, okay. So one thing down and on to the next.
We
got to
keep the customers, you know, nice and cool in the summer heat. So we make sure we keep them happy also.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, my buddy Matt, I used to say, you know, why don't you sell soup? Like, you don't sell soup in the summer. It's too hot for soup. It's like some of these things, you're like, you know, and I mean, corn, I'm sure, is different, but it sounds just, the baked potato thing has got my mind spinning.
Oh, my God, it's
awesome.
So good. You see my daughter over there. That's her thing. The pulled pork potato.
And the Cubans.
Yes, that's the most popular thing. And it's funny because... So I just want to bring this up. Yesterday, we had some people that came out there and just to get corn. But we had sold so much corn, so we had just put a new batch on. So every rack takes a certain amount of time. So I'm like, you guys are going to have to wait. Whatever, it was like 14 minutes. Okay, no problem. And I have a good friend of mine at the window now. And that's one thing about coming out to our food truck. You'll never have bad customer service. We make you feel like at home. It's in the comments. It's in reviews. I strive on that. Like, yes. That's just, you know, I can go somewhere and have like a decent meal and have great service, like, you know, a mediocre meal and have great service, and I'll go back, you know. So I'm really big on customer service, and everybody knows that. So you always get that feeling. But the woman, back to what I was saying, she's like, the woman at my window was telling the customer about our Cubans, and she's like, I don't like Cubans. And I was listening as I'm like cooking, and she's like, yeah, I don't really like that. And the husband's like, yeah, we don't like those. We're just going to wait for the corn. So I'm like, okay. So I was like 13, 15 minutes. And I see them, you know, at the table, you know, I can see the anxious, you know, like, I want to go, you know.
Yeah.
So I hurry up, made a Cuban, cut it up. I'm like, let them try it. And I'm just looking, you know, looking at the window as they're eating. And the guy came up to the window, and he's like, what is that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People don't realize. I mean, it's such a good. If you've never had one, or you had one and you were kind of on the fence, you got to try ours. It's really good.
Yes, Cubans come by and try our Cuban.
Well, tell us what's in the Cuban, Chef, because I know that, you know, it's a series of meats.
Yes. First, we have our fresh bread, of course.
Yes.
And we have it with ham, pulled pork, and also with some of our special dressing, and then we press it down, we cut it up in half for you, and there you go.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I did, for some reason,
good.
I thought, are pickles aren't on the Cuban?
Yeah, see, Chef. And Chef's not awake yet today. There is
you
a
forgot
pickle
the pickle.
There.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's a...
There is.
It's all right, Chef, we got you. Chef's got, he's thinking of the future.
He's really, ready. You know, he's really excited about his sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, because I like Cubans, but I don't like the pickle.
Yeah, but you know what? Once again, it's like, I get that. Or I get someone that comes up about the Mexican corn. They're like, I don't want mayo in it. And I'm like, it's not mayo. Like, it's what, you know, when you go to a restaurant and people are like, just, they don't like when you take things out because
yeah.
that makes the dish. I mean, I'm all for it. Like, look, you don't want it, you're not going to get it. But it just makes it. So I like people to be like, open the box. And
well, you have to have that. You have to have, you know, if you're going to go to places like that, and I think we're seeing this more and more. You know, it's personal, right?
And yeah.
I was, but my buddy Matt, I'd go over to his house, he's like, sit down. I'm like, okay. And he's cracking things. And next thing you know, he puts something in front of me and it's got an egg in it. And I'm like, it's like pasta, some sort of spaghetti kind of thing, but there's an egg in it. And I'm like,
oh.
Well, I don't eat eggs in my pasta. And he's like, eat it, shut up and eat it. And I'm like, all right. It was amazing. You know, bone marrow out of those big cow bones, you know. Cooking those down and then putting on like bread or toast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not eating that. And then you eat it and you're like, wow. So,
yeah.
you know, you
it's
have to
one
have
of those things. But if you want to omit something out of it, it's still good. People come and they don't want ham or they don't want mayo. They just want mustard. I honestly think what makes that sandwich is the bread. It's honestly the bread is like such a light. It's soft inside, but very crispy on the outside, the way that he prepares it. And it's just good. It just melts in your mouth, and there's, you know, the cheese. It's just a very, very, very good sandwich.
Well, it's a great blend of things, you know, and I think that's the other thing people get hung up on. They're like, well, I don't want ham. It's like ham is there to complement the pork, which is there to complement the cheese, which is there to complement. It works together.
Yeah.
It's not like... You know, you take a group of people, you can't get anything done without this group of people. You take one person out, the group of people falls apart. There's this, you know, there's a thing that happens, and there's something that happens with that ham, so don't just eat it.
Yeah, but I don't know if people realize this, but pork and ham are from the same animal. So if you walk up and you say, I don't eat ham, or I don't eat pork, eating... Ham, okay. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Whatever you like, we're there. Look, customers right, Mel.
There's
whatever,
no ham
whatever.
And hamburger either, right?
It's so funny, though. It's just those things. You get those same little things every once in a while. But
well, listen, you guys are over there over by the Aldi, behind the Chick-fil-A. It's First State Corn and More, Catherine and James. I appreciate you guys coming on.
Yes.
Great conversation. Listen, people love baked potatoes, and That's the one thing I learned today about the baked potatoes. That sounds awesome. So I'm definitely going to give that a try.
Yes, definitely.
Baked potato, our Cuban, and also our freshly made lemonade.
Awesome.
Yes.
Get our watermelon lemonade. It's so good.
Okay.
You know,
watermelon lemonade with your Cuban.
Come
and
by,
your
bring
Mexican.
The family.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, on a hot day, it's just, you know, it goes with it. You know, a Cuban, a lemonade,
What are your hours, like on a regular week, ideally?
Right now we're Wednesday. We just added Wednesday, but we're Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
From 12 to 8.
12?
To 8.
To 8. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday through Sunday, 12 to 8.
Yep.
Yes.
So I'm not getting a baked potato today.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday is our day to recoup and get everything back right so we can Delaware and all these lovely people the best food out here. So
I hope this is a great summer for you guys. I think you're in a really a great spot. And I think if people learn more about what you're doing down there, I think you're going to be, I mean, if the food's that good,
and
I believe it is.
I'm waiting for you to come down and try our food. And by the way, can someone get the foodie guy out to my food truck?
Yeah.
What else do I got to do? I met him, and I told him before, like, we even opened, that, and so he gave me his card, and he's like, definitely call me. So I'm, like, looking for the card after all this time, and guess what? The card's not being found. But I would really love if someone can get him out to my food truck.
Well, if you told him, he will, because his gig is testing food.
I know,
so
but
he has
out.
To taste food to continue.
What kind of my truck
doing.
Foodie guy?
But I don't think he. I think he likes to just sneak in. I don't know if I think he tries to keep it as anonymous as possible.
Okay. Everyone's cooked the same way for everybody, so you can sneak in. I don't care, just sneak in, and I'd love to have him down there. I think it would help our business. I'd love for him to try our food.
Okay. Well.
Anybody
that's not my department.
Yeah. Let's throw it out there.
I'm here for you.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you, man.
No, of course. Listen, it's all for fun. And, Foodie's been on this podcast, so maybe he'll check it out and he'll get the message and come by and try your food.
I'd be so excited.
Yeah, he's a super great guy. And, you know, but he's busy, I'm sure. Listen, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And follow you on Instagram. Turn up your Instagram. Let the people know like what you're scheduling and what's happening for the day. So
Facebook
that,
also.
Yeah, Facebook, because people follow. The young people do that.
Mm-hmm. I know,
right?
They do.
Your daughter would probably testify to that. You know, that's how they learn things through
social
media. She's the one that's supposed to be doing our social media. She's doing a great job.
Are you going to be doing TikTok for them?
No, she doesn't do it. I don't know why. She's
what are you good
busy.
For? that's what the young people are supposed to do.
She's too busy.
All right.
Yeah, right.
No free corn for you.
No shrimp. That's
no shrimp for you.
Yes.
She loves.
Don't call me about my fried shrimp anymore.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you and have a great day. Go check
thank
him out
you.
And follow him on it. What is your Instagram? I'm sorry, James.
First State Corn and More.
First State Corn and More.
Yeah.
Facebook same?
Yes, First State Corn and More.
Yep, both of them.
Come check us out.
Come check them out. And if you're out there, Foodie, come check them out. They're ready. They're ready for the challenge, Foodie.
Please, let's do it.
All
come
right.
On.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Bye.